views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
You sure are. Tuesday, February 18th, 2014, number 67 since being in the YNTS studio. Now currently airing on It's Your Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, Audio Graded, and Boost Radio Network. Really great to be on all of them. Our toll-free number, 855-712-YNTF, 855-712-9687. Email me, spell it correct, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com, www.yoandrewnts.com. Don't be left behind. You're listening to a Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Going on now. This song playing is by Dead by April, one of my favorite bands. And I've said this story so many times. I was in my dorm room freshman year, one long Saturday, and I was listening to this song played by them. It was on a repeat, on a loop. Kept going. And then I knocked on my friend's door and I said, what is this song? It sounds awesome. I love the rhythm. I love the screaming, the lyrics. Well, Dead by April, my friend met them. They're this band in Sweden that really never hit off in the mainstream the way other bands have. If I announced Fall Out Boy, your eyebrows would raise. I announced Dead by April, your eyes roll. Their new CD just came out. This is one of their hit songs. Has a Butterfly. You can check them out on YouTube. You can check them out on iTunes. Their third CD. I can't believe it. I actually saw them in concert. They only came to America once, and I got to see them. Great time. I think my brother was a little bit frightened. Welcome to the program. I'm Yo Andrew. Howard Ford is my phone screener. Sadly, couldn't be with me tonight. Mary Clifton Skowke, my assistant producer. Voiceover personality, you'll hear her voice, Moon Summer, and of course my father spectating Teddy Giordano, he's always here, front row seats. I want to begin off the night speaking about this news story, and it's hit a lot of media attention 2 weeks ago, kind of died down, and I think it died down because it just didn't get enough of what it needed, though it did hit a lot of exposure. You have that one post online, and then everyone's talking about it. Well, this is a little bit different. Her name is Jewel Moore, and she's a junior in high school located in Farmville, Virginia. And she went out to change.org. And if you don't know what change.org is, I'm going to explain it to you very simply. You get to create online petitions about a subject or an issue that you feel is not being informed or not being spoken about enough. Want to create some change. Many strangers, friends you have, come on and sign it. Don't have to go to anyone's door anymore. Don't have to knock on the stranger's. Don't have to go into the backyard and, excuse me, please sign this petition. And you're walking home sad you got none. It's all online. And this young girl created this petition. It's called make plus-size princesses in Disney movies. Subtitle, petitioning the Walt Disney Animation Studios. Everybody is Beautiful. It's a picture of three different size girls. One very skinny, go all the way up to very large. And by the way, we are going to post this on our Facebook page and on our Twitter during the first break. So if you want to really look into and if you want to sign it after we're done, you could. I'm going to share with you a little bit about the petition. And one else I didn't even mention, you have to hit a certain amount of petitions. And if you do, a certain amount of signatures. And if you do hit this certain amount, you will be able to take this petition and change.org will come on your side and help you make the change. Because, well, if this many supporters want to do something you first started out wanting to do, then I think we can make a difference. And right now, the petition is at 29,943 supporters. She only needs 5,000 left. And 2 weeks ago, I originally wanted to speak about this. It was growing at a rapid pace. Now it looked like it slowed down. 5,000 is just a shortcoming away. Well, let's read what she wrote in the petition, why. And it starts off like this. I'm a junior in high school named Jewel. I made the petition. I know many younger plus-size girls and women who struggle with confidence and need a positive plus-size character in the media. I want there to be a character for those little girls to look up to. Studies show that a child's confidence correlates greatly with how much representation they have in the media. It's extremely difficult to find a positive representation of plus-size females in the media. If Disney could make a plus-size female protagonist who is as bright, amazing, and memorable as the others, it would do a world of good for those plus-size girls out there who are bombarded with images that make them feel ugly for not fitting in the skinny standard. Disney films are highly influential and widespread, and they impact the lives of many children, especially girls. It would be revolutionary for Disney to show support to a group of girls who are otherwise horrendously bullied by the media. It will make many young girls feel confident and worthy to see a strong character that looks like them. This move on Disney's part would have an amazing positive ripple effect in people all around the world. Reached 25,000 signatures. Been reported by Daily Mail, Yahoo, BuzzFeed, and now here in this program. It's hard for me to come out with an opinion because I'm not a woman. And we all know when a gentleman speaks about a woman's weight, it becomes a whole spiral. Especially where the male sex and the female sex are two different bodies. And in general, everyone's got a different body and everyone looks at their body differently. So me to speak about plus size woman and this young girl, it's kind of hard for me. I'm not going to speak about her individually. I have no reason to. And everything in this petition, I do agree with. I agree that studies do show child confidence correlates greatly with how much representation they have in the media. I do agree that many young girls feel pressured to look like these models and look like these women on magazine covers who might be photoshopped just to make them look good so they can, you know, rack up magazines, make money. That's a whole other conversation. I do agree that Disney should make a plus-size character. I do agree. Maybe not for her particular reason, because her reason, what it's doing is going to a whole other subject. Because right now, you're looking in women in the media. You're looking at magazine covers. You're looking at what you're seeing on Extra and what you're seeing on TMZ. Kim Kardashian's body, all the way up to Selena Gomez. You know, these girls who are, of course, they're being pressured to look good, look beautiful, look good for the camera, say cheese. I know where she's going at. It's hard for me to agree, would Disney be a good example for it? It's not Disney's job. It's not their role to make people happy. their goal is, for one thing, to make people money. And of course, if there's not an audience like Jewel, then they're not going to do it. And I think Disney's really behind when it comes to race, when it comes to culture. So Disney has got a lot more to do before it even gets to, well, let's make a plus-sized princess. Many have argued, saying this, saying, well, you don't have to look like this. You can look skinny. You can look beautiful. Well, you can go on a healthy diet. Well, there are many who might be overweight for a reason. Some might be sick. Maybe they're on a medication and it's given them a chance of being a little bit overweight. So you really can't come out and just say something like that because you don't know why they're overweight. Maybe they have a problem within the family. Maybe because of their economic state, they are only being subjected to fast food, cheap food with many calories and intakes many of this. So we really can't come out and say to this girl, well, stop forcing Disney to do anything. You should get skinny. That's unfair. I don't know Jewel, and I don't know many of the plus-size women in this country. But what I do know is this. We can't put so much pressure on that. But I don't think, though, Disney should be responsible for this because I don't believe Disney princesses are going to start a trend because you're talking about Disney princesses and Hollywood, two different parts, two different conversations. That's exactly what we're getting into now. That's exactly what we're getting into. Well, let me tell you two of my reasons why I believe they should. And it has nothing to do with a woman looking great or a woman looking a little bit intimidated. We all know Shrek, one of my favorite movies. And we all know Fiona, a beautiful Caucasian princess who was trapped on top of a tower because her father feared of her being subjected to whatever in society. She then, of course, when she kisses the prince, it becomes true love, like every other fairy tale. And that's what this young girl, Jewel, wants to change. She meets Shrek, a ugly, big, over-large ogre who everyone, the second they look at him, is completely scared of him. And you know I played Shrek on this program. We played it as a sound clip of wisdom, how it's not about the judgment of someone's character for then you to create a comment about that person. So what happens? We then see her at the end of the movie kiss Shrek. I fell in love with you. People may think you're ugly and you're big, but I saw something else. Not looks, something else inside. After she kisses him. Remember, she became an ogre at sunset. Every sunset, she became this ugly ogre. It was part of this curse. When she kissed Shrek, she then stayed as an ogre. And they realized, well, I'm an ogre because it doesn't matter how I look. It doesn't matter what Prince Charming looks. It matters that we're together, we're in love. See, there you go. DreamWorks hit it right on the money. I like what DreamWorks did. They showed that, guess what? It doesn't have to be living happily ever after. The two most handsome and most beautiful in all of the land. It doesn't have to be that way. And why else do you think DreamWorks and Shrek might have done this? They might have done it because it's a fairy tale. It's a fairy tale. Something that was written by someone, 50, 60 years ago and being passed down onto the magic carpet in a kindergarten class. No one is forcing anybody. This is a fairy tale. Yeah, but probably, if you want to go realistically into the medieval times, I promise you, these little lovey stories, no, they were bent and pulled and stretched out. That's Disney for you. Come on, they make Pocahontas and her friend look great, come on. She risked her life for him, according to the real story behind it. So those are the two reasons why I believe Disney should make a plus-size princess. And you've seen Fiona, and you've seen Shrek from DreamWorks, and you see the success that was brought from it. And I think many could learn from it. We should be talking about love. We should be talking about how Disney, no pressure on you. No pressure on you. It's a fairy tale. We want you to make it because, you know, it's not every princess is like this. And that's probably my third reason. Not everyone is that skinny and that beautiful. How can a young girl or a young prince be in a very wealthy kingdom? Does she eat? Does he eat? You got turkey and chicken. You have the majority of the community probably poor and poverty, working for a quick buck. And then you got the kingdom who got the most food in the world, probably don't walk, don't do any exercise. They're being carried by wavy leaves. And they're the skinniest. So don't tell me that's not realistic. I want you to call in 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-YNTS at Andrew Treat Geo. And I want you to call in and tell me, do you believe Disney should make a plus-size princess? And what's your reason? Do you agree with Jules' reason? Do you believe in my reason? Is there a reason I didn't get to? I want you to call in, and I want you to tell me about it. I think this is an interesting conversation that we're having, and I don't think I need a whole group of people to tell me. Is this young girl, is there a reason? Of course not. Again, I don't know this girl personally. Her perspective to what she it might be different to someone else's, but see, there you go. She's the only one that can really defend her opinion. I'll be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Taking a picture is easy, and we love to know where you are listening. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Can you really lose weight just by walking at home? Oh my, you can really lose weight. We have story after story after story. Here's just a few.
I started seeing results within the first 4 or 5 days.
I was down 10 pounds in that first month, 11 pounds, and it was motivating. Every time the scale moved, I did another workout because I wanted the scale to move some more.
It gives you a great positive attitude where you can just take on anything.
Within the first 3 weeks, I lost 12 pounds.
I became very, very healthy and dropped 80 pounds.
I've lost 104 pounds.
I've lost probably 145 pounds.
I've lost 260 pounds with Leslie's walking program.
I lost 90 pounds, and I've been maintaining that weight loss ever since.
I weigh 266.6 pounds, and I've lost almost 100 pounds.
I lost 100 pounds in 9 months, and I think that's fast enough.
This is a walking workout that all ages can do and get these great benefits. A stronger heart and lungs. Now that means you have more energy all day long. Conditioned muscles give you a faster metabolism, and movement that offers full ranges of motion to keep you flexible and strong as you move through your day. It's ready when you are. You can walk for fitness and healthy weight loss any time of the day or night that fits your schedule.
It's time to walk the walk.
Walgreens knows that Medicare prescription drug plan users feel good at the corner of picking up prescriptions and saving some money. Now we want to help you save even more. Just switch and save.
This year at Walgreens, Medicare Part D customers could save with copays as low as $0 on select Part D plans. Stop in today and we'll do the rest. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
$0 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802 Not Gonna Happen Lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Whether it's helping to eliminate a dreaded disease, volunteering at a food bank, or equipping a school library, Rotary is people who know that by working together, you can do anything. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo. He always wanted to be a Rush Hour Renegade.
Hello, San Francisco. We're the Rush Hour Renegades. I'm Joey Gladstone. This is my partner, Jesse Katsopoulos. Say hi, Jess.
23 years later, he settles for Yo Andrew.
Rush Hour Renegades! Coming at ya!
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Yep, we're taking your calls. If you're just joining us, we are speaking about a young girl, a junior in high school, who is right now telling Disney, hey, I want to create a plus-size princess. Will you be on my side? 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. And one of the biggest arguments we are seeing of this, of the whole plus-size princess, is the whole thing of many who want to keep the skinny princesses. They feel that young girls will look up to them and make them look good, because we forget. We forget that we in this country are now the second fattest country, according to CNN, behind Mexico. We are gym fanatics, protein, whole wheat, apples. Talk to my mom, tweet her if you want to. She's always on my feed. We are always talking about apples. Gotta get apples. We have a ton of them, and they just go away. We love apples. I've been eating an apple each night since I was five. It's just one of those things. From Red Delicious to Granny to Macintosh. So we're all in this together, right? Gotta stay healthy. Gotta stay fit. Gotta look good. Yet we forget that sometimes we have to look up to the person. So it kind of switches on her. It puts pressure on her of what she said. And I agree, many who are young, who look up to these princesses as idols, and people forget that, many of them were during my childhood. Not all of them. Some of them were all the way back to the 60s, 50s, maybe even longer. Everyone looks up to them, just of them as Halloween and such. So making them an overweight woman, what would that do? Make them unhealthy? But now that brings the whole education purpose. Of some who may be a little bit overweight, choose not to. Many choose not to go to the doctor. Many choose not to watch what they eat. It's that simple. someone might be taking something to take care of themselves with, and one of the side effects is overweight. And then, of course, you have those who are just being pressured and can't seem to do it. And so you have all three of these different ones that you really can't go and say, yo, you're not going to. I don't like that so much. 855-712-YNTS. What is your feelings on this? What is your reason? And if you're shy, you can tweet me at AndrewTweetGeo, or you can email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. And if you're on my Facebook like page, you can like me, and then you can comment. We did post up the petition earlier, and we even posted up a really interesting picture on my Facebook page. It's an interesting picture because what it's doing, you look at about all the popular Disney princesses, and each one of them is a little bit over. It's a little bit overweight plus size. You got Pocahontas. You got Jasmine from Aladdin. The Little Mermaid, Snow White, Cinderella. All of them from Beauty and the Beast. All of them are a little bit. Some of them don't look like a plus size. Some of them look a little bit bigger. And each picture is showing what the princess might look like. Now, we know Disney. If Disney came out tomorrow and said, you know what? We heard you. I heard you. I'm coming out with a plus size princess. How large do you think they would do? They would try to probably make a sculpture out of it. Look, she's a little bit overweight, but yeah, but she's still sexy, and she still makes us look good. That's probably what they would try to do. And of course, they make a fancy name, It could be a success. It definitely could. You can throw the controversy or not. It could definitely be something you've never seen before. And if Disney is sitting there worrying about what the public might think, I don't think they would think anything of it. I mean, it took them how long to make a African-American princess? And look, we saw The Princess and the Frog. I saw it in theaters during college. It was fantastic. Loved it. Couldn't get enough of it. I watched it again and again. We have seen princesses who are Native American. Pocahontas, one of my favorites. Shrek from DreamWorks, one of my favorites. So I don't understand why they wouldn't give it a try. And I don't think if the movie tanks, in other words, if it doesn't do well in the box office, it's going to be for one reason. Because many people judged it before they walked into the theater, or it just wasn't a good enough plot that persuaded anyone to see it. Disney is still in their prime, and they always will be in their prime. They're always coming out with a good movie, especially now with the different. Now you got this 3D dimension, this new way of looking at children's movies. Frozen, Up. What else do we got? Romeo and Juliet, Tangled. All these different movies, Wreck-It Ralph. This new way of looking at a children's movie, not a two-dimensional cartoon, we are now seeing a lot more than that. I surely have not seen Frozen. Until this day, everyone keeps telling me, you gotta see Frozen, you gotta see Frozen. I'm going to see it. You gotta wait for it to come out on Blu-ray, and then I gotta put it into my computer, and then put it into my iPhone, and then the iPad. So wherever I'm at, I get to at least get to see a glimpse of this movie. Frozen was a great storyline, from what I've heard. Yeah, you got the beautiful princess in there, of course. You got the evil sister, of course. But you got some comedy, characters you'll always remember, possible sequel. So if you had an extra princess who's a little bit overweight, would that hurt the growth of Frozen? I don't think it would. I do not think it would. Not at all. No reason why. Why would it? Actually, a little bit overweight. Big whoop. It's not going to change the character. It's not going to make the movie go any slower or any faster. It's not going to make your eyes bleed. Because again, Disney's role is not to look at weight. Their goal is to give a hell of a children's story, and they will, and they always do. Their role is to make a ton of money from marketing and advertising and toys and movies and food and costumes during Halloween and leaving a trademark for years and years and years at a time. That's Disney's role. To see Woody and Buzz Lightyear, well, that's Pixar, who I believe Disney does own. Well, if they don't, Pixar's a good example. Let's create a better example. Come on here. Aladdin. They're on Broadway now for the first time. See, that's something that Disney wanted to do. We want to keep our characters to live as long as possible. We want to live to the point where they're on Broadway, where you can watch Aladdin on the big stage again, or on the big screen again, right by your house, and of course you gotta pay a hefty buck. And that's Disney's role. I don't think their role is to impress anyone. When Disney feels they're ready, they'll do it. If the whole country came together and said, we want a large princess, and they start boycotting Disney, would they do it? Probably. As long as it's not taking anything away from anyone. As long as if you decide to, I'm going to boycott Disney and until they create a plus-size character, as long as they don't take away anything from anyone, Disney would probably do it. Would they be doing it for the wrong reason? Yes. We shouldn't be telling them to do it for one reason. They should already know why you should do it, especially the three reasons I said. The reason of Fiona from Shrek, created by DreamWorks, not about what it's outside, what is inside. It's a fairy tale. It's made up. The story can be written. And, of course, it's not your job. But if you want to, you can. That's what I want to see. I don't think we should be getting up and telling Disney to do anything. They should already know. If I went onto the picket line tomorrow and I had the big sign on the stick and I decided in paint to write something, I would write this. You should already know, Disney. You should already know. You should already know what you should be doing. It has nothing to do with 2013. 10 years ago, I would say it. 20 years ago, I would say it. There's no reason why you can't make a plus-size print. Now, we all know this. We can all agree on this. If they do make a plus-size princess, they're only making one. They're only going to make one. That's what makes Disney really interesting. They've created so many Caucasian princesses. Then, okay, we created a Indian princess. Then, okay, we created a Arabian princess. Okay, we'll create a African American princess. Throw that in there. That's what they'll usually do. They'll throw it in there. They'll make millions off of it. Because like what I just said, they're not losing any money out of this. If you believe that this is bad for business, Disney, you got it all wrong. See, look, me and 20,000 people want to do this, and I think many would also. Mom and Dad's going to criticize about it. But as long as you get a good $25 million coming in, and then you're doing, like, time for tickets, there you go. Good hands. 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687. What just dawned to me is they'll make overweight plus size villains. Have you ever noticed that? The hero is always skinny and the villain is always very large. Come on. Let's sit down and talk about this. We got the villain from A Little Mermaid. You know, the purple skin, very, very, very large. And then, when she got more powerful, she became bigger. Now, I'm not making fun of her. That's not my intentions. I would never, ever on this program do anything like that. But I'm saying this is what Disney did. They decided to make a very large villain. And don't think the men aren't any better. You want to go into Sega? Mr. Eggman, Sonic? Mr. Eggman, very large villain. He sat in the ship all day long, trying to figure out how to stop Sonic. Again, very big. Some villains were very, very, very skinny. Many of them, though, were very big. Bowser. Bowser from Mario. Video games. See, now we're getting to video games here. Very big. Let's get back into Disney. The Fairy Godmother from Shrek. Well, that's DreamWorks. I'm getting in. I'm trying. Let's stay on Disney. But at least we can say that it's not just Disney that's doing it. It's the majority. The majority of villains are very overweight, while the heroes are always skinny. The heroes are in shape. They're in good fit. And the villains, yep, they're big and they're fat. It really shows you how they portray someone's character and mindset by their weight. They're big and they're fat and they're losers, because what does the villain always do? They always lose. They don't win. You don't see you got Aladdin's head. No. Even though the villain in Aladdin was actually very skinny, you don't see in Little Mermaid she loses her fins cut off. No, that's too cruel for a Disney movie. But look what it is. The villains are always big and overlarge. No. Never the hero. That's something that Disney needs to start changing also. Stop showing us that a bad person is because of the way they look. 855-712-YNTS. I continue this conversation, and then I even go into 10 other restaurants that put in this evil ingredient in their bread. Don't be left behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
My name is Dr. Howard Dinowitz. I'm a practicing podiatrist for near 30 years in the borough of Brooklyn. If you come to our office, we're going to take care of a multitude of all the foot problems that can affect your feet. We take care of painful ingrown nails, painful heels, painful arthritic condition, diabetic conditions, running injuries, sports-related injuries, overuse injuries, skin problems, anything that affects the foot, from geriatrics to pediatrics and everybody in between. We're going to educate you. We're going to give you the comfort zone in going forward and everything that you need. Our philosophy is to be non-invasive and non-surgical. Anything it takes to educate you, to address the problem, and have you leaving knowing that everything was taken care of, will do.
Walgreens knows that Medicare prescription drug plan users feel good at the corner of picking up prescriptions and saving some money. Now we want to help you save even more. Just switch and save. This year at Walgreens, Medicare Part D customers could save with copays as low as $0 on select Part D plans. Stop in today and we'll do the rest. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
$0 copay applies to Tier 1 generics.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how GEICO's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the GEICO app.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Whether it's helping to eliminate a dreaded disease, volunteering at a food bank, or equipping a school library, Rotary is people who know that by working together, you can do anything. Learn more at Rotary.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Bacon. Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I do this show. This is the hour. This is the time. This is the passion coming out of me. This is why I do this show for you. For the reason is to inform you. Think outside the box. Stop thinking inside the box and following their procedures. And there is up to you who you think there is. I know who there is, and there is me. And I'm going to listen to what I have to say, and I'm going to tell you what you have to say. So then you don't have to listen to me. Listen to yourself.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
Welcome back to the program. Hope everyone's having a good night. I know I am. If you're just joining us, we have been speaking about this hour of a young girl who's a junior in high school who has wrote on change.org saying, I want Disney to create a plus-size princess. That's what I want them to do. And I'm still taking your calls on the reason you would want a plus-size princess in Disney. You can call me up, 855-712-YNTS. I don't care how you call me up. If you want to call me up through your phone, if you want to call me up through a tablet, if you want to call me up through, Magic Jacks, go for it. I am ready to take your calls. Again, my phone screener, Howard, he did take the night off, and let him have fun. He's always here. He's always giving us the help we need. I'll call it the last four digits of your number. That means you are on the air, and we hope that you are willing to. And if you're shy, at Andrew Trigio, you can Facebook me, Yo Andrew News Talk Show, like me and comment below on one of our postings. Email me, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. I want to get into Subway now. Subway has now been subjected onto the media after, again, an online health-related post on a blog came out and said, well, guess what? They're using an ingredient in their bread that's made from yoga mat chemicals, foam plastics, we're usually seeing yoga mats and shoe soles. Subway, when they first came out there, Jerry came out there, I'm skinny, these are my pants, I lost all this weight for Subway, and that's when you really started to see the country make a huge turn to be healthy, look good, stay in shape, look great, think positive, eat my healthy food. And I loved Subway years ago. I thought Subway was great. You go there, get a nice sandwich, fresh cold cuts, the whole nine yards. Then look what happened. Subway started to, how do you want to say it, mainstream? They started to be the fast food joint we all didn't want to see. They started to call out and say, well, our sandwiches are this many calories. And we know that's a lie. Because we do know this, they don't put any cold cuts on the sandwich anyways. I'm technically eating bread. And half their sandwiches are just as many calories. if your state, lives with the subway and they pass a law putting calories on top of the name, yeah, you know. Wow, that Parmesan, you want that really is a lot of calories. I don't think I want that. What else does Subway now do? Eat fresh. Food's not fresh. Those cold cuts are cheap condensed cold cuts. They probably slaughter hundreds of animals who they probably feed off on. And then they take all that disgusting in it, and then we eat it. And I used to eat this. I got stomach aches. I stopped eating Subway. Got stomach aches. I eat it. Then you got this aftertaste. This is not good. And that's why I get a little bit of stomach aches. So I stopped eating it. That's all. I'm not telling you not to eat Subway. If you want to eat shoe mats, go right ahead. I'm not going to put you on the pedestal here. I got stomach aches. So I decided I'm not eating Subway no more. Even though their cookies are still stellar. Come on. Peanut butter cookies at Subway. And when you're in the sense, okay, this is great. Give me two cookies, please. But usually I only eat one dessert a day, and that's usually my Twinkie. That's usually what it is. It's all about my Twinkie. all about my Twinkies. Well, let's get into enough about me and Subway. Subway has been on the pedestal of putting a substance in their bread, if you can pronounce it, azo decarbamide, exotocarbamide, is a commonly used fast food dough conditioner because it makes bread more elastic. And Subway has been using this chemical until a food blogger posted a petition that went viral. And it got 78,000 signatures. So it got triple the signatures our young girl Jewel when it comes to trying to promote a plus-size princess in Disney. This young man got 78,000 signatures in a few days. This is one thing I think is funny. The USDA and FDA approved this ingredient. That's the best. They approved it. They approved that this chemical that makes the bread look all fancy, so every time you see those commercials and you just sit there going, how the heck do they make it like that? I mean, Little Caesar's got the the fresh and ready. No, sorry, the hot and ready. Fresh and ready. See, it's that's when you know. Okay, that's when the show's going a downturn. The 78,000 signatures. This is an ingredient that's being approved. Why do you think this is approved? Come on. They got them funding. Here you go. This little ingredient creates such an importance to my company. Here you go, Congressman. You want to be the senator for the next 5 years? Here's some green. All right. Here's a check out to Subway Incorporated. Here you go. Okay, no one will ever know. Well, guess what they did? They did find out. And Subway has announced and they promised that it will be removed. It will never, they promise it will be out of their bread. I probably will still get stomach aches and I probably will not eat it. Even though I can't get away from it. There's 2,500 Subways in America. That's 1,000 more. The McDonald's. There are more Subways in the United States than McDonald's, according to MSN.com and a report a few months ago. If you don't believe me, search it up. Subway's taking over the world. They're small, they're convenient, they create jobs, you get crappy cold cuts. What do you expect? You can't win. It's a house of cards. If you try to get rid of Subway, you're getting rid of how many jobs? You're screwed. But there are 10 fast food places that are using this. That, by the way, are not promising to take away the chemical that no one can read and understand. You can only eat it. You're eating shoe mats. Yum, yum, yum. You want to exercise? Eat a shoe mat. Maybe you'll lose a pound or two. What's great about this list is all 10 of them are probably the top fast food joints in the country. That's the best. They are the top 10 in the whole country. And they're not promising to take this away. Let's go through it. McDonald's in their buns. That seems to not be a surprise. Chick-fil-A, again, very, very large. Maybe not here on the East Coast where I'm from, but a little bit more in the South. And we remember them after their anti-gay scandal. And they do close on Sundays because they're very religious. Burger King in their buns. Dunkin' Donuts pastries. They're another one. We got the fresh coffee. Smells great. Yeah, now look. Now they're more corrupt than anybody. Wendy's. I love Wendy's. Love Wendy's. But look. I've been eating a mat. Arby's. Jack in the Box bread. Carl Jr.'s. I never even heard of it. Hardee's bread. Never heard of it either. And then, of course, White Castle, Harold and Kumar. So let's go look through this list here. You got McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King, who are the top three, especially for their chicken sandwiches and their burgers. They're on top of the list. Yummy, yummy in my tummy. You then got Filet, and you got Chick-fil-A, and you got Arby's. They're up on the list. Dunkin' Donuts, Carl Jr.'s, Hardee's Bread, White Castle. The majority of these places are for their sandwiches. Why do you think they try to make them look all fancy? Now, they don't do it right in front of your face. Come on, common sense. These fast food joints, they get huge, huge packages of bread. Some factory somewhere, whatever company is teaming up, they're the ones, you know, okay, you're going to put this in this bread. You're going to put this in there. Okay. Whatever you say, boss. These 10 are not stopping. Why are they not stopping? Yo wrote the signature to take it out of Subway where you got number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Who's not putting it in the bread? The ingredient that no one can say. You're eating gym mats. And I promise you this, how many of us will still go and eat this? We probably would. We don't want to, but we're hungry. I'll eat the shoe mat today. I'll eat it. I don't understand how 77,000 people signed to say, Subway, we want you to take this ingredient out of your buns. Because we, who like your product, does not approve. And then you got number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10... Five of them are one of the top fast food joints in the country. They, sadly enough, are getting a slide. If you take away this, I don't think it's gonna be any different. I agree, take it away, but they won't. Only one fast food joint got the boot. And don't worry, 5 months later, somebody will bring it back. Oh, why not? Unless you actually enforce it. And that's what you have to do. You got 77,000 signatures saying, no, no, we won't eat it. And then you got to really look at them. Say, okay, are you going to eat this or not? And to end everything off, Pizza Hut. They told BuzzFeed they removed this ingredient from its breads in 2011. The company has not yet made updated ingredients list public. Of course they haven't made the ingredients list public. Because it's still questioning, should we put it back on or not? What do you mean they make the ingredients public? Why not? You do have many watching. It's going to hurt your business. Well, you might cost too much. You might probably cost too much money. That's what it always comes down to. Cost too much money to change the list. That's what it always comes down to, green money. Up next on the program, we'll be switching courses. I'm going to be speaking with my friend Jeffrey Saye. He is a former human rights officer at the United Nations. speaking with me about fear at the Olympics. President Obama met with the King of Jordan over the weekend. And we also will speak to him about Russia and their politics. Now, that all should be fun and jolly. We'll be speaking with him on that. And, of course, we'll be taking your calls for him. Don't be left behind. The show's not over yet.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. Join the Pacific Northwest's EFT Tappers at the 4th Annual Tappers Gathering this March 1st at Bastyr University. Tapping enthusiasts from across the region will be sharing healing stories, learning different EFT applications, and forging a strong community. This event raises money and awareness for continuing EFT tapping scientific research. All net proceeds go to our 501c3 nonprofit conducting a study showing how EFT can alter gene expression. Bring your cards and information for a fulfilled day of networking and inspiring one another. Visit www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. www.nwtappersgathering.com or call 360-661-6877. Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.